This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the, it helps when I hit the button, doesn't it? Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I don't want you part of the problem, I want you part of the solution. And you know how you do that, right? Come on, you've heard this a million times. You get engaged, you get the real information you need, right? And then you speak. I mean, oh, we're going to have a lot of fun around Thanksgiving, aren't we? Seriously. So, anyway, I mean, get involved, get engaged, get informed, and then turn around and enlighten. I mean, Thanksgiving is going to be a lot of fun. No? You don't think so? Look, I have no... I grew up around a family, a large Italian family, but we were quiet. And we would have these conversations. I mean, I'm telling you, even as young kids, we'd be part of listening to, chiming in to some of these conversations the adults were having. This is kind of what's funny about all this. All of a sudden, we're afraid to speak. We're afraid to say anything. Right? So, when you're at that, you don't have to start a fight with your family. Right? But you do have to, you really do have to get, not let them walk all over you, even family. So, anyway, figure out how you're going to put this out. Or maybe you don't want to say anything. Some of you, yeah, you don't want to say a word. Good luck. I think you're going to find out later on that they're going to have a lot more respect for you when you speak up with respect than when you don't at all. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Really appreciate the time that you're spending with me here on the air. Remember, MyPillow.com. Hey, you got to do some house cleaning. Got to make a few bucks myself. MyPillow.com. I mean, seriously, people. Here's a guy that's working with you, willing to give you everything you need. Right? I mean, he fights for you on all these issues that you and I want to fight alongside each other with, but we don't have the money. We don't have the bandwidth. We don't have the people to do it with / for us. He's willing to do that. He's also willing to help out shows like mine that no longer can really make any money on Facebook or Twitter or X or whatever it's called these days. So what I want you to do is head over to MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe. You'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. Yeah, you heard me, 30 to 70%. And Christmas is right around the corner. Do not wait till the week out. He's got a return policy that goes all the way into March. I mean, you really can't lose. Right? Work it all the way through. You can't lose. He's got pillows, pillowcases, sheets, mattress covers. He's got slippers, got dog beds, got kids' pillowcases. Just check it out. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. You'll save a lot of money. He'll make some money to help fight the causes you want to fight. And I get a few bucks out of the deal. I mean, that's so bad. Really? Anyway, 855. Real Joe, 855-732-55. Now, think about it today. It looks like the judges in the appeal, in Trump's appeal against his gag order, they may side with Trump. I mean, the questions being asked, the things that were going on. And during the 2.5 hours of argument, the judges, they were a little skeptical on whether to reinstate the order, right, from that trial judge. But as time went on and they were asking more and more, the judges were asking more and more questions. That's got to be a little, I don't care who you are, that's got to be a little unnerving at times. I mean, that's got to be tough. But they looked like they were going in the direction that they're going to narrow Trump's quote unquote unconstitutional gag order. They've been fighting this for a while. And it's about time, you know. Now Judge Shutkin, she agreed to temporarily pause her own gag order. I think that's hilarious. Like, I might have screwed up here, so I'll go ahead and pause my own order. Now, the gag order prevented Trump from criticizing Jack Smith or any of the prosecutors or staffers, any of the court staffs. Why? I mean, I can see him not going after witnesses. Right? But to go after Jack Smith? Why not? Everybody's going after Jack Smith, not just Republicans, not just, Trumpers. He's got a bad reputation. And remember, this three-judge circuit court, the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, you got two Obama appointees, one Biden appointee. Now this is all of a sudden, this is the big deal, is to find out who appointed the judge, right? Now they voted against him before. Or they've ruled against him, not voted against him. But they've ruled against him before. And he goes right to the Supreme Court with it. This gives him that ability to jump right into the Supreme Court. And they have overturned them pretty much every time. So, there's a method to the madness here. And it's the right way to approach this. Come see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Right? Oh, I appreciate the time that you spend with me, more than you know, on the air, in the chat room, sending, you know, texts and tweets and just even coming up to the chat room. Right? You want to head over to the chat room. Like I always say, smarter people than I. Right? And that's it, really, it is the best way to get a full feel for the show, head over to JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. And I really do appreciate the time you spent with me. I do appreciate your input, if you would. Right? All right. God, I love some of these stories. And, you know, when you get to this, like, there's an article in The Hill today. And it seems like we have lost the school districts, the education system. I like that better. The education system in this country has done a lousy job at educating our kids as to how government works. Now, if you don't believe me, just go all the way back to when Trump was elected. They were going to protest him out of office. Just amazing. Right? AOC has decided she's going to vote out SCOTUS, going to do away with it. Remember that one, too? And then Congress was talking about actually passing a set of ethics codes for the Supreme Court. Apparently, the separation of powers is something they don't seem to understand at all. Right? And again, it's just amazing to me that they keep this up. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, truly being part of the conversation. Got to be the part of the conversation. So they came up with a new ethics code. And it calls for justices to recuse themselves from hearing a case where an unbiased, reasonable person who is aware of irrelevant circumstances would doubt that the justice could fairly discharge his or her duties. But the code goes on to state that the rule of necessity may override the rule of disqualification. So in other words, they gave themselves a big out. Which, I got to tell you something. When you've been nominated, when you've been made a trustee of these United States, if you can't be trusted, the problem is much bigger than an ethics code. Do you guys understand that? Much, much, much bigger. So, it's almost ludicrous to think that an ethics code for Supreme Court justice is going to make a big difference. You know what I'm saying? It's just amazing to me that we have forgotten they have their own right to exist. That you can't just wipe out SCOTUS because you decide, you know what, I don't like the way they're ruling on things. I don't like the way they see the they were put there, right, to have a separation of powers. I don't even think they teach that in history anymore. I'm not sure. Or government class. But they need to. I mean, our kids truly are wandering in so many ways. It's scary. Very scary. But maybe Dr. B can talk me out of my funk. What are you laughing for? What are you? You're qualified.
Oh, you just sound like you need a cry room. That's why I'm laughing.
I need a cry room. I need a hug.
Oh, my gosh. These kids, you know, I don't mean to belittle. There's a story here in Texas, and I don't mean to belittle, you know, sexual assault or anything, but there's a 17-year-old, almost 18-year-old, football quarterback who apparently got in a relationship with his 27-year-old, you know, cute gym teacher. And, you know, you can't do that. I get it. However, my problem is just looking at these, it's just the culture we live in everywhere. The mom of the boy is just like, oh my gosh, and you've ruined him for life. And then I'm like, are you kidding? In the 80s, he'd be getting high fives. What are you talking about? And it's just like, people in World War II, men younger than him were fighting. I think he's fine. Anyway, it's just stuff like that. Sorry, I read all these stories and these things people send me, and I'm like, "What? We're so screwed with this generation, you know, coming through, and parents need to I don't know, we keep saying it, get involved and wake up.
At a school board that I serve on, we had that meeting last Wednesday night. There were like 200 people there plus.
Yep.
There were 140 to 150 people who were against it. And there was probably about 40 people there for it, but only about 10 of them spoke. Now, they claim they're afraid of all the garbage that they get, that, that comes at them. And I'm not saying that they don't get it. I'm just saying they really were complaining about it. But what the thing I was going to talk to you about big time, these kids have been so conditioned that as they're sitting there, they're calling out their parents. Their parents are demonized. Parents are almost like they're not needed. They're not to be trusted because you know what's better for you than they do. And the teacher slash the adult at the school district is the hero, is the one you should trust, the one you should believe everything that they say. And I'm thinking, my God, look what we've done to these people.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Well, yes. And you know, you said something. You said, you know, all these people are afraid to, like, take a stand because of the repercussions. And, you know, I'm so sick of hearing that. You and I couldn't care less.
Yeah.
Because that cannot be an excuse anymore. That, to me, I'm calling everybody out. That is the lamest excuse these days. Because welcome to Hitler 1944, then. If that's what you guys really, because that's what they did. And look what happened. And people get so wound up of, you know, anybody comparing anything to, you know, Nazi Germany and all of that. And I'm not belittling it. I believe in it. People did not take a stand. I stand for Israel. I stand for my Jewish friends. But there are the psychology of it and the mentality of what happened there is the exact same as what we're seeing now. The weakness, the cowardice on our school boards, in our city councils, in, you know, city government, on these county boards, you know, we all see it, that people are afraid to take a stand in the classroom. And why is it that only the godless, empty lunatics who have no kind of sense of when to shut up are the ones that are allowed to take a stand and are praised for it?
Hold on, we got to go for a break. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more with Dr. B when we return.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
The White House reports progress in efforts to secure the release of hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby.
We believe we're closer than we've ever been, so we're hopeful. But there's still work to be done.
Three people are hurt after a light pole came crashing down in Disneyland. Powerful winds are hitting Anaheim and other parts of Southern California. That light pole fell at Disneyland at about 8:30 Monday morning. One person was transported to the hospital for serious injuries. The other two victims were treated on the scene. A new poll is not good news for the sitting president.
In the latest poll, former President Trump holds a narrow lead over President Biden in the White House race. According to the Harvard Caps Harris poll, Trump is gathering 48% support, while Biden has 41%.
That's John Schaefer reporting. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems a certain voodoo priest who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
That is truer than you know, my friend.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring her back on again. Dr. B, Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, as she's been doing for years now. And the biggest part I like about our conversations is we are focused on your teens, on your kids. And we've been telling you for years you need to engage and get involved. You need to open your mouth. You need to not be afraid. You know, Dr. B, you know I'm on a school board, and I can't tell you how many parents will say to me, I want to come, I want to do this, I want to do that, but I don't want the retaliation on me or my son or whoever going, okay, then don't show. Stop sending me emails. Don't show up.
Right.
Am I wrong?
Yeah. Yeah, it can't be. I, of anyone, understand, because when I started getting extremely politically involved, meaning just taking a stand for morality and what God says in the Bible, that's my thing. Couldn't care less, honestly, if you have a D or an R, because God will not care when you stand behind before Him. He's not going to, are you a Republican or are you a Democrat? He couldn't care less. He sees our souls. He sees our character, and He sees what our hearts are all about. He does not see how we vote. He couldn't care less, honestly, how we vote. We need to take a stand for Jesus. But I understand when I first got involved in 2008, right, at the one of the largest Tea Parties in California, in the Bay Area, talk about the hate. I had a full-time bodyguard because of the death threats on me and my family.
Wow.
So at every event, I had armed Marines, and I'm no joke. I had armed Marines, one walking with me and the other one, come on, at a conservative event, but we had, 15,000 plus people, and we literally had people show up looking for me, and they were arrested. Just for me speaking, for kids, for God, for the life of, the unborn. Yep. These are the things I spoke about, and this is the threat. and you telling me your stories, me explaining how I had to fight, you know, in the political realm here, even in Texas, because it's everywhere. But the attacks I get, and it is completely, truly Christophobic. It is. They fear Christians because we freak their demons out. We frighten their demons. But the questions you and I get and the accusations of your Christianness is getting in the way of political, you know, politics and decisions. And so let me get this straight. So because I have a moral background and a moral code, I am not equipped to be any kind of leader in the community. Do you hear yourself? Do you hear yourself?
Yes, they do. They know exactly what they're saying.
I know, but that's what we have to say back to them because it sounds absurd. That's not what I'm saying. No, that's exactly what you're saying. You're saying keep the God out of it, keep morality out of it. Then to that, honestly, what we need to say is then we need to just abolish all the laws, abolish the bylaws of the board and the school, because then there is no right and wrong according to what you're saying. So empty the jails, have no more detention, let people do whatever, the fudge they want, because that is literally their line of thinking. Isn't it? Am I wrong on that? So then, you know, it caused me to look at then the psychology of basically behind the fear of being judged, right? You and I run into people that are scared to death to even stand up and talk at these meetings. And I've seen it, right? Don't you have parents that are like shaking in their boots?
Oh, yeah. You can see their facial expressions change, their body expressions change. You know, I don't want to get up there and put up with that. And, you know, it's funny because they're looking to me to be that guy that sticks up for them. But then when the left starts attacking me, they're the ones that back out. I'm still sitting there going, okay, whatever.
So, yeah, and I'm you know, people listening, you've got to look at the left, the godless. Why do they not care? You've got to look at what's driving them. And what is driving them is pride and selfishness and anger, and that really is it. And so why don't you want to take a stand? They are honestly way more insecure and wimpier than you think because they have no foundation. I think that people just have to get in the right mindset. You have to understand your opponent, and they have no foundation. They build their entire lives and their entire theories and their entire arguments on sand. And it's really easy to break them down and have them fall. It is. But there is a technique, right? You have to know what you're talking about. You need to have three strong talking points. You have to be willing to take a stand for your morality and your values because they count. And who else do we want on these boards but people like you, people like me, who actually have morals and convictions? But I think the other side, you know, of it as well is understanding that these people, and you and I have talked about this, that these people that are our opponents, they do not think like us because it's just very like the selfish animal instinct, you know, almost that they have. It's very self-absorbed. And so we don't get it. And I think people fear them, but you've got to understand they have no moral background. They don't have a backbone. They don't have a foundation in it. And so you can really level them pretty quickly by just throwing their argument back in their face. And I think a lot of people, in like conservatives and Christians, just want to be nice and keep the peace. But you all need to know that Jesus did put certain things in the Bible where he did come unhinged a bit in a good way. Righteous anger is a thing. The whole thing with the money changers in the temple, that's in there for a reason. He was righteous in his anger. He was justified.
Let's clarify that a little bit because I was just clarifying that for somebody.
Were you? Yeah.
Yeah. The money changers, the temple. He wasn't mad about them doing business, if you would. What he was mad about was, remember, people were supposed to bring their own lamb for the slaughter. It was supposed to be a personal pain, a personal, you know, that animal was taking the place of your blood for your sin, so to speak.
Yeah. Yeah.
And people were buying blemished lambs. Remember, it was supposed to be your best lamb, your best animal. Well, they were buying, and the money changers were telling, well, money changers, the vendors, the merchants, if you would, depending what book you're reading. But they were selling blemished lambs, blemished animals, unclean animals. And the Jews were buying them like God didn't care one way or the other. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yes.
So that's why the Bible tells us to study to show ourselves approved, right?
Correct.
Because I had a hard time with that for the longest time. Why did Jesus have a treasury if he was against money, you know? I mean, whatever. So.
Well, yeah, and that's, you know, one more person says that money is the root of all evil. Okay, it's not. It's the love of it. It's the
Thank
love
you.
Of idolizing anything. It's
yep.
just a thing, people. You idolize social media, your phone, your cat, you know, whatever. Just stop. To me, that's the thing that we've been talking about in my house a lot, you know, as my daughter has become this evangelist, you know, to everybody. But really talking, you know, her passions there about, you know, why is the LGBT movement wrong? Besides, you know, she wants to have like a perspective other than just going to the Bible, but just... So we talk about it's idol worship, anything, BLM, it's idol worship, LGBT, idol worship, right? All of these things, Planned Parenthood, you're worshiping, and it's just so interesting that these people are like, well, Trump is your idol, and you worship, and he's your Messiah. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, when did
no
that happen?
No one ever said that. That's you guys. You're the idol worshipers. The projection that goes on from the left, you know, onto us is incredible. But if people... Literally, listen to me, audience. If you can just learn, and you can do it Christ-like and in a calm method to use the same arguments against them, Socratic method, you know, and ask questions, they can't do it. They will walk away and they'll look like idiots. They're like, I'm not talking to you anymore. You don't understand. I'm like, okay, so you can't answer my question?
I've had those conversations,
right? You can't answer my question. I'm not answering that. Because you can't. No, I'm just not gonna. Okay. Great.
Oh, you know, and they throw that Christianity in. You go, well, you're a Christian. You don't even have an open mind. I go, what are you talking about? I have more of an open mind than you do, for God's sakes.
True.
You won't even consider that there's a God. Okay?
Not
pretty close.
Exactly.
All right. We'll do that when we come back.
Again?
Show the senior host. Be back with Dr. B in just a few minutes. See, it's so exciting. The conversation is so great. You just lose track of time. We'll be right back.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROKES-55-732-5562. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Get informed first, okay? I mean, truly, just get informed. And I'm telling you, you can have decent... Let me bring her on. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does pretty much every week. Always appreciate her time with me. But you were talking about this in the last segment. It was, you can actually have informed conversations with these people, but you'll shut them down. They'll walk away. They'll call you the idiot. And they'll walk away.
Yeah.
Which I always get the biggest kick out of, frankly. But
oh, I love it. You know, it is so nice. I will tell you, I'll encourage you all, once you get on the other side of being a coward, sorry. I mean, I don't know how else. I get some people are better at other things. That's fine. Just get involved. If you're better at being the town secretary and just, you know, taking notes, that's okay. You're involved, all right? I get it. You don't have to speak up. You know, if you're better at, you know, writing speeches for your conservative, outgoing, loudmouth friends, great. You're still involved. I'm not saying everyone has to, you know, get up and speak. But, man, if you can and you feel led, you've got to get the jitters and just take a deep breath. Pray about it. God will give you that peace. He will. But once you get on the other side of it and you've done it and you feel in control and you're empowered by the Holy Spirit, now it is, you're, it, I can't explain it. It's almost like, you know, people are like, what's that like? You know, you, I, how do you feel peace? You know, it's like once you become a Christian, once you get baptized, whatever, there's just, you've got to do it. And I can't explain it to you. And it's just the same way, you know, about being outspoken. Once you find your thing, find your groove, you know, and Joe and I rehearse. I mean, in our heads, we research. We're involved. We don't just get up and.
You don't get up and start spewing stuff.
You've got to have your points. You've got to, you know, have a plan. But once you get into the groove of it, you guys, you'll love it. It is so freeing. And you can do it. But really, I encourage you all to pray about it and go get involved. There's just a million things you can do.
God used to open doors for me in the early days to go speak at places. And I think it's funny that what I used to do, because the crowd would kind of freak me out a little bit, I would not wear my glasses, and then I would type my speech at 18 or 20-point type. So I could read it, you know, looking down, or I could see my bullet points. I never really wrote it out. I always just put bullet points. But then I couldn't see your faces, so I couldn't tell you whether you were liking what I was saying or not. And it worked out well for me.
Right. Lovely. I always do. I'm a PowerPoint queen. I mean, I put my bullet points up there because I don't like people looking at me. I'm like, yeah, look over there at the slide. Stare at the slide. I just find what works for you. And I even say even if you just attend the board meeting or attend a council meeting or attend your local Republican Women's Club, just attend. Because that means you're getting knowledge, you're getting out, you're networking. You'll find, you know, your people. I mean, it might be volunteering. It might be making cornbread and cheesecake for one of their events. I don't care. You will be blessed by being involved. Another thing I really think that every parent can do, and you have the right to do this, and you can do it on the down low. I want you all to pick a school library, whether it's your child or one in the community, and commit weekly or monthly to going in there and combing through every single book. Once a week, go in there, cover like a third of the library. I would do so in your local Barnes & Noble. I would do so, again, at these, you know, public and private and Christian school libraries and comb through. That is one thing all of you can do. And get with your girlfriend, get some coffee, pop in and say, hey, yeah, you know, I want to just check out, you know, what's going on in the library. You're allowed to do that. You absolutely are. And then, you know, you see anything, you grab it and you go, you know, question them about it. I did that with Barnes & Noble when I saw all of these tarot cards and this evil stuff that they had for kids. Tarot cards for kids, witchcraft for kids. I was like blown away. Spells for kids and how to do it. And I'm like, what the everlasting? At least they know me in the community. They know that, you know, stay away from me when I walk into the store. But I told you, even at our local Christian school here where my kids go or went, I found a very questionable book, and I grabbed them all off the couch, or excuse me, off the couch, off of the shelf. This was a book fair, and I took it to the person in charge, and I said, are you kidding me? Tell me, explain why this is here. And they claimed to have no idea and looked through it and, like, were blown away and went and got all the rest of them, packed them all up, and to be seen again.
You said something. You stepped up and you did something. But I'm always saying to do, right?
Well, yes, and you've got to ask yourself, right? Because people are going, oh, I could never do that. How did you, like, confront them? I'm like, you don't, like, confront them. It's not like you're launching a grenade.
Yeah, yeah, right, say, exactly. Hey. You don't walk up to the table and slam the book down and go, I can't believe you have. Just go and say, did you know you had this in here? Are you okay
right.
with this?
Yeah, I just said, can you explain why you think this is okay to have in a library at a private Christian school? And she looked at it. She had no idea and said, I think that should be here, and I will be happy to box those all up. And it's the thing is then, because I know people are like, oh, my gosh, you know, that's so confrontational. Okay, what's the worst that's going to happen? Okay, you're not going to pass out. You're going to be fine. She's going to look at you and say, well, yeah, I know they've been approved. Well, then have a conversation. Can you tell me why? Cause just play dumb. Say, I thought this was a Christian school.
Do Columbo.
Exactly. Can you just explain why, you know, let's look through it. Oh, no, no. Okay, there's your first red flag if they won't read it with you. You know, this. But just ask questions, why they think so. And then that way they go home that night and
That's
just
hilarious.
Question their own morality. You know?
Well, listen.
But we
kind of
do it.
You made a comment earlier, and two things I want to hit with you real quick here is I told you that a growing number of young progressive Western women now, and you said you read this article, they're converting to Islam. And they're citing the Israeli-Hamas war as a motivator for the conversion. And to show you that they really don't understand, they truly believe that Hamas or the Palestinians are more female-friendly than the Israelis are. And to show you that this is really a problem, I hope you can hear this. This is an imam talking about the difference for him between liberals and conservatives in this country. Take a listen.
When I was an extremist, Islamist, fundamentalist, I would only vote left. I saw them as very stupid. I would fear the conservatives because they come with principle, not someone they can brainwash. But the left, I know they have no values and no principles to begin with.
Now, could you hear any of that?
Yes, yes. I've actually heard that. Yes, okay. I know who that is. Yes.
All right, so here you got a guy that came out of that and says, yes. We target the liberal. We know we can win because they're weak. They're not convicted. Now you're seeing this happen where you got these progressive young women and turning to Islam, turning to, they don't realize what they're giving up. That their progressiveness is not going to bode well for them, does it? And why are they so weak of mind? How about that? Go ahead. It's all yours.
You know, because it's human nature. Narrow is the gate, and there's a reason for that. It's because of this crowd, you know, following mentality. Look at the masses. Look how many followers Jesus ended up with, you know, while he was alive. How many disciples were you know, killed and you know, for their faith and the people around him. It's just people want to do what they want to do. And, you know, so many people, you know, talk to me about, well, it's, you know, evil and it's the presence of, you know, the enemy. And I'm like, honestly, it's really not that difficult. I don't think he has to work that hard. All the enemy has to do. And this is true for whether it's the human enemy that we're at war with or a spiritual enemy. All they have to do is get us 1 degree off in thought, 1 degree off off of our moral compass, 1 degree off of the plan that our sergeant gave us. And we're off enough for them to come and infiltrate. And so that is what has happened over the years in every generation, right? The 60s, just smoke a little dope. It's natural. And then the 70s, sexual revolution. And then the 80s, you know, it just all got off just a little bit. And then our mentality is now so weak. It is so weak. And we've become a bunch of followers. And the only strong in thought people truly are people with a moral background. So that's what we're seeing. It's a huge TikTok trend to, you know, post your allegiance to Palestine and to the Islam and to wear your little hijab. None of these women understand the background of what the hijab means. You know, it is such enslavement. The Quran, you guys, have you read it? They hate Westerners, right, first and foremost.
They hate freedom, you know, for the most part.
All of it. They hate all of it. They hate America. They hate the Jews. They hate everything that is not.
All right, hang tight. We're at the top of the hour, so people, go heat up your coffee, cool down your drink, do whatever it is you're going to do, and then come on back. Dr. B has agreed to stay another segment, so we're good. All right, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Lamar coming up in just a few minutes.